cider.
Hey, boy.
We were going to come round to your house earlier. We got a phone call. We were travelling over from the airport, and we got this call to say, change of venue, you're going to Dido's house? And we were like, wow, we're going to Dido's house. And then we got another call about 2 minutes later to say, you're not going to Dido's house anymore.
Yeah,
I thought we were going to come round.
A more sensible plan. I didn't have to run around tidying.
Oh, I see. It's a bit of a mess, is it? I get you. There's a load of people who don't know a great deal about you. Your brother's Rollo from Faithless, isn't
it?
I've got a quote here from your brother. Correct me if I'm wrong. When you're singing, don't give up your day job.
Yeah, no, that was quite a few years ago. That's not now. And, yeah, no, when I first started, it wasn't sort of so much don't give up your day job, but it was like, look, you know, it is a really tough industry, and he knows because he's a producer, do you know what I mean? He's seen, you know, many, many singers who haven't, you know, done that well. But the thing about it is, as soon as he said that, I'm like, right, okay, you know, gave up my job.
Even more
you
determined.
Know, yeah, it's just like, now I've got to sell more records.
Yeah. You've got this massive success over in the States, and nobody can kind of see it, you know?
Yeah, nobody can relate to it, really, you know. It's only recently when they sort of see things happening here, they're like, oh, okay, you really are singing.
Is that where Eminem spotted the famous sample from the single Thank You?
Yeah, he basically got sent it on a beat tape that was done by the 45 King, who's like this old hip-hop.
Yeah, remember that? 900 number.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, done most of the great old hip-hop tunes. And he did a beat tape for Eminem, you know, like, that's what happens when you're doing a new album, is lots of people send you beat tapes to write over something.
Ah, right, okay.
And he had happened to sample the first verse of Thank You, which was my song, off the TV, because it was promoting a film, Sliding Doors.
So he
didn't even know what it was, and he sampled it off the TV and just sort of looped it over and over and sent it to Eminem, and then Eminem wrote a jack over it. So that's sort of how it happened, basically. But nobody actually knew what it was. I think it took him a while to sort of work it out.
Really?
See, I'd heard it as a rumour that there was this track going around, and I just didn't believe it. I was just like, nah.
Yeah.
That's just too good.
Yeah, I've been thinking, cha-ching, here
well,
we go.
Not so much that, but just that, you know, I was a big Eminem fan, you know,
right.
And if someone you respect takes something of yours,
absolutely.
You know. But by the same token, I was sort of thinking, I wonder what he's done with it, do you know?
Yeah.
You've got to think with him, you know, what has he done?
I've listened to the album, and I think the full version of the song is just superb when it goes into the chorus and stuff. Oh, it's amazing.
Thank you very much.